It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Bullwinkle Part 2. What happened to Bullwinkle Part 1? Yeah. Who cares?
And Chad P.
What were they, psychos?
Psychos? Psychos? Psychos don't explode when sunlight hits them!
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. I am a professor here in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. There's a guy. He's sitting right here to my right. What's your name?
Chad P.
Let us take a moment right here at the beginning of the show and welcome a brand new radio station to the Rock School family.
Welcome!
Believe it or not, Rock School is syndicated.
We are syndicated.
People of Connecticut.
How you doing?
WESU Middletown, Connecticut, broadcasting from the campus of Wesleyan University. Welcome to the Rock School family.
Thank you so much.
We have been actively attempting to syndicate this radio station. We are looking at many other radio stations. Hopefully you're going to pick up the show. But the first one on board, WESU. Welcome, people of Connecticut. Real quickly, what happens is, once a week, we put on this little show here. We pick a topic, and we play music that goes along with that topic. At the bottom of the hour, we do a real quick stump. We tell you about the website, but we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. On to the topic of the day.
What is the topic of the day?
You like Quentin Tarantino?
I do. Yes, I do.
When you watch a Quentin Tarantino movie, he takes such great pains to pick the music in his movies that it almost seems that the music is a character in and of itself. What I did, since I have so much movie knowledge inside of me, I went and grabbed all my Quentin Tarantino soundtracks, and I picked out a few of the songs that make the movies, and I decided to play them.
Oh, cool. So we're doing like a tribute to Tarantino.
And the music that is a character inside of his movies.
I watched a Quentin Tarantino movie last night.
I'm going to take a guess. What? Reservoir Dogs.
Nope.
Which one?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
We're
going to
play some songs off from Dusk Till Dawn.
I love that movie.
But we will begin with Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Most people, when they think of Reservoir Dogs, they immediately go, Orange, Orange, Mr. Orange, Mr. Orange. But that's not the one that pops to my mind. I immediately go to Vic Vega, Mr. Blonde, played by Michael Madsen, turning around and going, you gonna bark all day, little doggy? You gonna bite? I like torturing cops. When he takes that police officer and he sets him down inside of that room,
yeah,
and he ties him up and he says, I don't really care if you tell us anything. I'm gonna torture you. And he's looking for something to listen to. And he goes over and he turns on the radio. And on comes the voice of Stephen Wright as K-Billy playing the super sounds of the 70s and the Scottish folk rock band from Paisley, Scotland, Joe Egan. And Jerry Rafferty begins to play from their 1972 debut album, Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You. And sometime halfway through the first verse, somebody loses an ear, which makes it hard to hear in stereo. Here's Steeler's Wheel on Rock School.
Scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down with you.
All right, Ramblers, let's get rambling. Reservoir Dogs.
He is so brilliant.
He really is, and he goes out of his way to pick the music. It isn't just sort of there to sort of equal what's happening on the screen. It is literally a character in and of itself. And by the way, the final scene in Reservoir Dogs,
yeah,
when nice guy Eddie and they're standing there with guns, and don't point that gun at my father, and boom, 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 and all of them go down. When I teach film criticism, mm-hmm, I actually sit and dissect that scene. Who shoots who?
Oh, good. Because
they all go down at the same time.
Right. The fact that he goes through those extra steps to make sure that the music stands out is one of the many traits that makes him great.
Unbelievable.
All you have to do is look at a film trailer and a few words, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
We'll take it.
You know we're going to go see it.
Pulp Fiction. Why are you getting off of Reservoir Dogs so quick? I got 8 movies to get through.
That's right.
I got to move along. Luckily, Pulp Fiction uses nice, short, surf music. So I got nice, short little pieces there. The Tornados.
No, it's the Tornadoes. No, it's the Tornados. The Telstars had the that's the British band that has the E in there. Now, This is the Tornados we're talking about. Bustin' surfboards. When Jody, played by Rosanna Arquette, is explaining her piercings to this character that just seems to be inside of this house for no reason. We don't know who she is, and she's just kind of there. Vincent Vega comes over to this house to buy his heroin, and Rosanna Arquette is explaining that she does all of her piercings with a needle. In the background is this surf tune. That's Bustin' Surfboards by the Tornados. They're from Redlands, California, and by the way, they were the first surf band to receive national airplay with a surf instrumental. So if you want to pick who started the surfing, most people go, oh, Dick Dale with that mirror salute, that... Not really.
Nope.
Probably the Tornados, Bustin' Surfboards, as we do the first of four tunes from Pulp Fiction here on Rock School. There you go. Little Bustin' Surfboards. The next one from Pulp Fiction by the Centurions. Bullwinkle Part 2. What happened to Bullwinkle Part 1? Yeah. Who cares? It's time for Bullwinkle Part 2. Now, we talked about John Travolta going in there, Vincent Vega, going in to buy his heroin. He then looks at the heroin dealer and he says, can I shoot up here? And as the guy's counting his money, he goes, hey, mi casa, su casa, and everything goes nice and slow, and you see the heroin being shot, and he puts the needle into his arm and draws the plunger back, and a little bit of blood comes out into the plunger, and that shows him he's in a vein, and boom, he goes, and Vincent Vega gets into his car, and he's driving to go pick up Mia Wallace, because he's going to take her out on a date,
and
he has to, things have to go well, because Mrs. Wallace is the wife of the drug dealer who is Vincent Vega's employee. Lawyer, and things have to go well. So what are you going to do? Of course, you're going to take a whole lot of heroin. What actually plays while John Travolta is putting this heroin into his vein? Bullwinkle Part 2, another surf song by the Centurions, as we do nothing but the Tarantino music on Rock School.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
You can get a steak here, Daddy-O. It's Jack Rabbit Slim's. Actually, the Centurions were used in another film. Are you familiar at all with Pink Flamingos? By John Waters?
No.
It's from 1972, and if you can get your hands on that one, it is equally as woo out there. I mean, well out there. It's shot in and around Baltimore, and it was really the first John Waters film that really brought him to some semblance of prominence.
Okay. You know,
it's not Crybaby by any stretch of the imagination, but still it was one of the first ones that made people sit up and go, man, this guy might be worth watching. Shot in and around, I guess, as I said before, shot in and around Baltimore. And you'll hear a song by the Centurions called Intoxica,
okay,
which was used before. And it may be, in some of the research that I did, it may be one of the reasons that the Centurions were used in Pulp Fiction, because it's one of the most, it's one of the favorite movies of Quentin Tarantino.
Cool.
The Comanche, or Comanche by the Ravels, is also inside of Pulp Fiction. One of the most famous scenes in Pulp Fiction is when Bruce Willis and Ving Rhames are captured by a bad cop and a guy that owns a pawn shop. They're taken downstairs, they're tied up in a very, very bad way. And the policeman looks at the other guy and says, bring out the gimp. Gimp's sleeping. Well, guess you're just gonna have to go wake him up. And when the guy takes Ving Rhames into this nasty little underground room, it goes nice and slow. The door closes, and this song begins to play. What song is that? Comanche by the Ravels. This is what it sounds like on Rock School.
Wing out the Gimp. I think the Gimp's sleeping. Well, I guess you just have to go wake him up now, won't you?
They're short, aren't they?
Yeah, they
those
are.
Those little surf songs, they're 2.5 minutes. We're moving through the music of Quentin Tarantino, and we are inside of Pulp Fiction, playing 4 songs out of the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. This one's a little out of order. We did the Comanche by the Ravels just a minute ago as we dealt with the fact that the Gimp was sleeping and had to wake the Gimp up. Before Ving Rhames and Bruce Willis got picked up by the Gimp, Bruce Willis kills John Travolta's character, Vincent Vega, and he thinks he's gotten away.
Okay.
He gets out of the apartment, goes down, gets in this little nothing car, and he's driving away, and he thinks, I'm free, nothing to it, and it's happy, and everything's good, and he turns on the local country radio station there in what I think is Los Angeles, and they're driving away, and on the country radio station was the number one song at that point in time by the Statler Brothers, originally written by the group's tenor Lou DeWitt. And I'm telling you what, you want to talk about a movie making a song number one again? This song was dead in the water until this movie came back out, and Tarantino threw it right back up the country charts.
Resurrected it.
This is the Statler Brothers, Counting Flowers on the Wall That Don't Bother Me at All. Things go really bad after this song in the movie, but it's a nice little ditty. Here are the Statler Brothers on Rock School.
About my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't be wearing them. Are you and your friends a worried about me? I'm having lots of fun.
Counting flowers on the wall that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn.
There you go. Rock School goes country just for a little bit.
Yes,
Statler
indeed.
Statler Brothers on Rock School. Now, let me tell everybody why you were so quiet. Chad normally does a lot of talking on this show, especially those of you up in, you know, Middletown, Connecticut. Where's that Chad guy? Didn't you introduce a second guy on there? Why is that Burns guy doing all the talking? Chad hasn't seen Pulp Fiction.
All right.
And the thing about it is, right after the show, I'm going to walk him up to my office. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
I got it up in my office. You're going to love it. You are going to absolutely adore it. That's a movie that just stands up all the way.
Some of these movies I have seen, and some of them I haven't.
That's fine.
And
the next one you have.
I have, yes.
The next one you have.
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
My wife said to me, what are you playing these 4 songs from Pulp Fiction? What about Son of a Preacher Man? What about Mir Salute? Had to pick something.
Yeah?
I had to pick something. Go out and get the soundtrack and play it for yourself. We got to take a minute break. When we get back, From Dusk Till Dawn. That one you've seen.
Last night.
Yeah, on Rock School. This is Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. As we move through the music of Quentin Tarantino, we finished up 2 movies. We have moved now to what we consider the 3rd movie. This is From Dusk Till Dawn.
This is my favorite one.
Oh, absolutely adore this one. Now, he is not, you know, he's a producer, did a little bit of directing in it, but where you'll see Quentin Tarantino in this one, he plays the insane brother. I don't know how else to say it.
No, you hit it right on the head.
Plays the insane brother and had a big hand in picking the music. Let me tell you the first one we're going to play. Angry Cockroaches, Cucaracha Enojadas. This is the album version from Tito and the Tarantula. Where does this play? They're across the border.
Okay.
Gecko, his brother, and the people that they have kidnapped are across the border. They arrive at the bar. If you've seen the movie, you know I can't say the name of the bar on the radio.
No, you cannot.
They get in there, and the band is playing. This little 3-piece band, you know, in traditional Mexican garb are playing, and they're playing this really hot, happening piece of music, and they're really cooking.
Yeah.
That's the song. Angry Cockroaches.
Now, this is whenever they start to morph into the vampires.
They haven't quite done it yet.
But they're still playing, and now his guitar has turned into something.
They haven't done it yet.
Okay.
They will, but they haven't done it yet. When this song is playing, they've just arrived into the bar.
Okay.
That's actually the band that played it.
Really?
The band that's in the movie is actually the band that played it. The guy out front is Umberto Tito Lavria. He's born in Mexico, grew up in Alaska. He is the only member of the group that stays stationary, okay. And the other people move in. He has one rule, never practice.
Are you serious?
Honest to goodness, the only time that you'll actually hear them playing is when they're live. You don't get paid for practicing. That's what he says.
Hey.
Angry Cockroaches, listen to this. Man, does this thing cook. From Dusk Till Dawn, Tito and the Tarantula, Rock School.
Cucarachas enojadas.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
Who needs practice?
Man. Whew, Tito and the Tarantula. What were they, psychos?
Psychos? Psychos? Psychos don't explode when sunlight hits them.
Oh, we should get Oscars. We should get Oscars. It's the music of Quentin Tarantino here on Rock School, ladies
and gentlemen.
How many
characters did Cheech Marin play in that movie?
At least four. At least
Man.
Four. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the bottom of the hour on Rock School. And let me once again say hello and welcome to our first affiliate on Rock School. We are actively seeking out affiliate radio stations. And the first one to join the Rock School family, we're all going to get together at Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Bring a covered dish. Middleton, Connecticut, Wesleyan University, WESU. Welcome to all of you. At the bottom of the hour, we tell you about a website, give you an email address, and Chad attempts to stump the professor. That would be me.
I got you today.
The website goes this way, kslu.org. KSLU.org. Look for a little chalkboard on the right-hand side that says Rock School. Click on it. If you are brand new to the show, we have been doing it for a year and 1 week.
Yep.
So you can hear a year and 1 week of brilliancy. It's all up on the website in podcast format, an hour every show. By all means, go download them, put them on your iPods, and go walking around the Connecticut summers where it's beautiful. It's brutal down here, but it's beautiful up there.
Do that and get smarter.
That's right. Get smarter. Learn everything you know. And when people say, how do you know all that stuff? I listen to Rock School WESU. Tell them when it runs. The email address.
The email address is kslurockschool@gmail.com, kslurockschool@gmail.com. You know, we are totally not opposed to taking show ideas, topics, if you will.
Yes.
We'll take that thing and run with it, and you very well could hear your idea broadcast on a Rock School episode.
You betcha. We're going to stay with From Dusk Till Dawn. We're going to play the song that plays over the opening credits. It's called Dark Knight from the Blasters.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, you, Chad P., have a stump on the Blasters.
I do.
Hit it.
Pretty simple. Where does the name The Blasters come from? What are they talking about?
They're from California, so I'm assuming it is from the fact that they were testing atom bombs out in the desert.
Not quite.
Ow,
not quite.
Fudge.
The name is actually a reference to the Border Blaster radio stations in
surf
Mexico.
Surf radio. Is that it? Surf
yes.
radio out of Mexico?
Yes, sir.
Makes me angry that I missed it. Tarantino got the idea to use the song Dark Knight by the Blasters because he was watching an episode of Miami Vice.
Oh.
And it was first used on Miami Vice. So can I be Crockett and you be Tubbs?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that'll be a dark night right here on Rock School.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night.
Named after Border Blasters, huh?
Yes, sir.
See, I thought it would be the atom bomb. I took a shot in the dark.
That's okay.
Blasters.
I got to tell you, after watching that movie, if I could ever step out of reality and into a cinema character, I'd want to be Seth Gecko.
You want to be Gecko?
God, I want to be Seth Gecko.
Yeah.
That is a bad dude.
Want to be one of the cool ones, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he kills people the whole way through it, so make sure that you're away from me when you step into the Gecko character.
You can be my brother. You could be creepy brother.
He dies.
Oh, he does die, huh?
That's right. So step back away from that.
But he also gets to drink tequila off of Selma Hayek's toe.
I'm married. Jackie Brown is the next movie in line. I got to be honest with you, I didn't care for Jackie Brown that much. I enjoyed it from a cinematic standpoint at the end where you got to see the ending section about five times in a row from every different point of view. Okay. And from a cinematic viewpoint and from a, you know, a criticism viewpoint, it was interesting, but it wasn't one of my favorites. Mm. In terms of the music, loved it though. Midnight Confession by the Grassroots is in there. Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson, which, by the way, never says Strawberry Letter 23 in the song.
Really?
They only ever say Strawberry Letter 22 because he's waiting for Strawberry Letter 23 to arrive. But the song I want to play for you is from 1973. I just think this is great. I think it's a stunningly brilliant piece of music by Bobby Womack. It's from a movie in itself. Now, it's from, obviously, Jackie Brown, but the song was originally written for the American crime drama film Across 110th Street. That was the name of the movie. It starred Anthony Quinn and Tony Franciosa when it first came out, from Bobby Womack, used again during Jackie Brown. Across 110th Street on Rock School.
Jackie Brown.
That's just great.
I remember those trailers. Didn't she kind of like open up the door and they would set her up to say her name? Jackie Brown.
Oh, sure. And fantastic. It was part of the blaxploitation movement. The original, at least, was part of the blaxploitation movement in the 1970s. Mm. Just a great piece of work. And he redid it very well. It didn't move me. I just think it was all that great of a film.
Well.
Kill Bill.
Oh,
Volume 1 was a great film. And we get back. The 5678s are going to sing in a minute on Rock School. This is Rock School as we move through some of the movies from Quentin Tarantino. As I'm looking at my notes here, we're not going to finish it. Unless you play, we're going to play one song from each movie and see if we can get through them.
We'll try. If you wouldn't have played four songs from Pulp Fiction, we wouldn't be scrapped for time.
Oh, come on. If you say to any purchase, grab a person on the street, and if they don't slug you for grabbing them on the street, name a Quentin Tarantino film, more than likely they're going to come up with Pulp Fiction.
Well, apparently I won't.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen Pulp Fiction, but I'm going to give you the movie.
Okay.
You're going to see it tonight.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. Kill Bill Volume 1. When you say to somebody, name a scene from Kill Bill, more than likely they're going to say the crazy 88s, where just one yellow-clad whirling dervish with a sword just takes the head off of 88 guys with swords coming at her. They all just look, you know, 88 guys with masks on.
Okay.
When you get to that scene and there is a four-piece Japanese girl band singing woohoo, woohoo, everybody knows that from what, the Vonage commercial? Is that what it is?
People do stupid things.
That's right. They know it from that. Originally, it was released by a band called the Rocketeens back in 1959, but the hit, the one most people know, is by this Japanese girl band named the 5678s. When Uma Thurman arrives and she's attempting to kill the next in a long line till she can get to Bill to kill Bill, there they are singing. Here they go, the 5678s from Kill Bill Volume 1. Woohoo! On Rock School. Can you get the lyrics of that? I'm looking to perform that a little later on.
Yeah, I'll write them down.
Yeah, can you get that for me? I just didn't type it out because I can't read your writing.
What do you mean you can't read my writing?
Yeah, it's just those lyrics are rough on that. Continuing with Kill Bill 1, Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, Nancy Sinatra. Guess who wrote this?
Nancy Sinatra?
No, Sonny Bono.
Really?
The original hit was with Cher back in 1966. It's used in the opening scene of the movie. Frank Sinatra, Nancy Barbato, created, actually Frank Sinatra, Nancy Barbado, Nancy Sinatra, opening scene, Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down from Kill Bill 1, Rock School.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound.
Yeah, that old Fender reverb on that guitar. That's beautiful. Give me a break. Nancy Sinatra. Bang, bang, My Baby Shot Me Down from Kill Bill 1. We're moving through the music of Quentin Tarantino, and we got time. Luckily, they're all really short songs. We got time for two more, one from Kill Bill Volume 2, and then one from Death Proof, and that'll wrap us up here. We're going to do one from Charlie Feathers here. Can't Hardly Stand It. This is from Kill Bill Volume 2. Charlie Feathers is a real interesting character. He was around at the beginning of rockabilly and a country music performer from Sun Records. What's interesting is Charlie Feathers went nuts. It's like when he got older and people started saying, well, what did you do back in Sun Records? He began making up stories about the fact that he created rockabilly.
That's not nuts. He was just having some fun.
No, I think he went nuts. He actually started to state that he was the man who created rockabilly. Here's his biggest one. He stated that he arranged all of Elvis's records for Sun.
Kind of reminds you of the mother on Waterboy.
Yeah.
Ben Franklin didn't discover electricity. I did.
That's right.
Ben Franklin the devil.
That's right. Ben Franklin, probably. Elvis is the devil. I arranged all of his songs. If you want to look up and read some really interesting stuff, go to Wikipedia and look up Charlie Feathers.
Okay.
When you're watching Kill Bill, though, listen for
What?
I'm sorry. My tongue decided to head off to Mississippi for a short while there.
Click. Take two.
It's back now. Watch Kill Bill 2. Can't Hardly Stand It. Here's Charlie Feathers on Rock School.
Well, the sun is gone down and you're uptown. You just out a running around. But all for love, baby, all
I can't believe we got through all the movies. We're going to finish up with Death Proof.
We barely did.
Fantastic. We got to finish this up in like real quick, just about 30 seconds here. This is the Tarantino Show.
Yep.
Through all the movies, at least the movies that I really, really like. He's involved in a lot more movies, but we're going to round up with Death Proof. We're going to finish up with the Coasters down in Mexico. Good time.
Yep.
Good time.
Yep.
Hey, welcome WESU Middletown, Connecticut,
Thank
Wesleyan
you
University, and we hope to see you again next week and many weeks after that. This is Rock School. The Tarantino Show comes to an end. My name is Joe Burns.
My name's Chad P.
We are done. Class is dismissed.